Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Board President, Dr. Dan Lear, celebrating 50 years of the Arts Council and 50 years of Ren Faire. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you very much, Emily. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. Well, you've been with the Arts Council for 2 years as the board president, retired superintendent of Deming Public Schools. What is your passion for the arts?
Well, I think I've been interested in the arts for most of my life, actually. I actually started out as an art major in college, and after a very short period of time realized that you need talent in order to be an artist, and so I decided to try something else. My brother's an artist in L.A., and so but what I've realized is that you don't have to be an artist in order to appreciate and support the arts. And so I've kind of been a part of art organizations, both in Colorado and here, promoting the arts and doing what I can to get art out to the public and to support artists and in all fields. My wife is a chef, so I include culinary arts in that also. But yeah, I have been always been very, very interested in the arts, and I think it adds a lot to a culture that really nothing else does.
What impact does the arts have on the economy here locally?
I will talk about what it does, but I also want to talk about what its potential is. A lot of people, I think, when the various places I've lived, I think a lot of people see arts, the arts as a byproduct of a thriving economy. And I think what we need to rethink that a little bit, because I think in a large part, the arts can actually create a thriving economy. There are several examples of this throughout the country that cities have taken upon themselves to become an art destination. Some of them have done it naturally, evolved over time, like Taos and Santa Fe. And other towns have deliberately and purposefully decided they were going to be an arts destination. And I think that's where we are with the Arts Council. That's one of our goals, is to get Las Cruces to be seen as an art mecca. We don't want to be another Taos. We don't want to be another Santa Fe. We want to be Las Cruces, but we also want to be seen as a creative, artistic town. And what we see is, and there's a lot of evidence of this, there's a couple of people, authors in the past that have written about this. Daniel Pink wrote a book called A Whole New Mind. He was a speechwriter for Bill Clinton. And then a gentleman named Richard Florida has written several books on the creative economy. And there's example after example after example of towns that have put their resources into the arts and either directly supporting artists or supporting community art. And I think they have been very, very successful, not just in promoting the arts, but in building a really strong economy. I think one of the things I see here that was very encouraging for me was when I saw that the city created a department called Quality of Life. To me, that tells me that they're thinking beyond just providing, you know, the basics, you know, road maintenance and utilities and police and fire and everything else. You know, there's more to life and more to culture than that. And I think the community here is really starting to wake up and see the possibility of the arts and what it can not only do for our culture and our social life, but also what it can do for our economy. There are examples where, I'll give you an example. There's a town called Paducah, Kentucky. It was unfortunate in that it had a reputation because it was one of the first towns that had a mass shooting at one of the schools. And so the town decided that they needed to do something about their reputation. So they set up this whole thing to attract artists. And I can't go into all the details because it's pretty complicated. But they not only attracted over about an 8-year period over 100 artists to relocate into their community, they quadrupled their tax revenue. And it's all kind of an art-based economy there. And so it's environmentally friendly. It attracts tourists. There's all kinds of spin-offs. There's restaurants and there's art supply stores and all kinds of things that spin off from this that really create a vibrant economy. And I'm real hopeful that Las Cruces is heading that direction. When I see what's going on around the city, when I see the number of people that are interested and active in the arts, then I see, I really have some hope that this town can become an art destination for southern New Mexico. So I think there's a lot of potential, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, 50 years of the Doña Ana Arts Council shows that the community is supporting the arts. How is Doña Ana Arts celebrating their 50th anniversary?
Well, first of all, I want to say we are very, very hopeful that we will be able to have the Renaissance Fair at the park. We hope we get past the coronavirus thing and we can have it like we normally do, because we kind of missed out this last year. But we kind of want to celebrate the history of New Mexico, all the way from pre-Columbian time all the way up to now that we have the spaceport in this area. So there's a rich history there, and there's all kinds of interesting things that I think could be an attraction for people to see. But we're also looking at some other kind of creative ideas. We've got some ideas about getting some of the local high schools involved. And we also are looking at, we did this year. We'd like to do it again next year, where we have somebody donate a vehicle. We have an artist paint it, and then we auction that off. So we think there's going to be a lot of new and kind of exciting things at this Renaissance Fair that, if people have gone to the Renaissance Fair in the past, there's a lot of things that they will recognize, but we're hopeful that they're going to see a lot of new things also.
And how about the Arts 100? What is that?
One of the things, you know, that I mentioned earlier, we talked a little bit about the arts and the economy. You know, people are fairly willing to invest in a community when it's involving things that are tangible and that they understand and that they are used to. So when somebody wants to, let's say the city wants to improve a park or repave a street or something like this, and people go, oh, okay, that makes perfectly good sense. So, you know, my tax dollars can go to that. What we would like to have people think of is, I'm going to give a boost to this economy by contributing to the arts. And so we, the Arts Council, we have a thing called the Artist Relief Fund. And so we give grants to our local artists so that they can buy supplies and they can do their craft. We also have a lot of classes, both for adults, but especially for children. We have a whole series of classes we do through the summer for kids so that they grow up with the appreciation of the arts and immersed in the arts. So what the Arts 100 is we are asking 100 citizens in the county, because we are Doña Ana Arts Council, not just Las Cruces, but we're asking 100 people in the county to donate $1,000 each. And that will be sort of our endowment, if you want to call it that, to really build on these programs to not only support local artists, but to provide quality programs for kids in this community. So we've already kicked that program off. I think we're at, I don't know, 15 or 16 people have already stepped up and donated their $1,000. We are going to continue to do this throughout the year, and hopefully by the end of the year we will have reached our goal of having 100 people contribute to the Arts 100 program.
And they can find information on your website, daarts.org, and on Facebook as well. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
One of the things I'd like to say is that, you know, first of all, we're very fortunate in having former City Councilman Greg Smith as our director. One of the things I think that I would like people to know about the Doña Ana Arts Council is that we are not only advocating for change in the art world and growth and flourishing of the arts, but we're also open to change ourselves. And when we were at the Rio Grande Theater, we were known locally primarily as a somebody who provided theater and drama. We've kind of moved out beyond that. So, you know, we have obviously have a gallery now where we have visual art. We have done several mini concerts. We also have done classes in the culinary arts. So we have really kind of pushed the boundaries out for what you would call art. And we hope that people will come to appreciate that. And I really would just ask any and everybody in the community, support the arts. You can do it in a lot of different ways. You can attend gallery openings. You can go to theaters. You can go to local restaurants. You can go to anything that is art-related in this community that's open to the public. I would encourage you to go because art's not an elitist thing. It is for everybody, and it can enhance everybody's life if they're open to seeing it and experiencing it. So I would encourage everybody to get involved in the arts somehow, even if it's just as an observer.
And now that many businesses are opening up for people to come in to visit, they can come in to visit the Doña Ana Arts Council and your gallery at 250 West Amador in Las Cruces. A lot of people aren't aware that this is your new location.
Yes, a lot of people know it as it used to be a bank. I think when people come here, that when they come into the doors, they will see it definitely does not look like a bank anymore. And it's we have monthly shows here, and we have a gallery opening the second Saturday of every month. And so you get a chance over a period of a year to see 12 completely different art shows. And so I would encourage anybody, they can stop by anytime. There's no cost. And if they're very interested in the art is always for sale. So I would encourage them to stop in and see us. I think they would enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us. Dr. Dan Lear, the current board president of the Doña Ana Arts Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.